We're talking Cowboys. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We'll educate you, motivate you, and always, always help you reach your fitness dreams.
It costs you $69.99. And with that price, you're not just buying the delicious food of Le Madeleine and a holiday feast for your family, you're also buying back your time. The take-home Thanksgiving feast from Le Madeleine. Visit any area Le Madeleine location to place an order before November 23rd and pick up your Thanksgiving feast and enjoy the great taste of Le Madeleine. Happy Thanksgiving.
The Ticket.
Texas Tech may be the last stand for Oklahoma. Double Diamond and Trophy Nissan bring you the ticker. The top-ranked Sooners are 11-0. But Mike Leach says there is a way to try to attack Oklahoma.
You run things that address the problems they present, and then you, try to find any weaknesses you can.
Game is at 2:30. Other games of note at 11, you've got Ohio State and Michigan. 11:30, Oklahoma State plays Baylor. At 2:30, LSU takes on Ole Miss, and USC plays UCLA. You can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Stars got their first win in 7 games as they beat the Kings 3-1. Yari Lehtinen had a goal in the game. Assisting him on the goal was Mike Modano. Stars play the Blues tonight at 7. Mavs play host to Carmelo Anthony and the Nuggets at the AAC. Game is at 7:30. Mavs are coming off a win over the Spurs. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box Weekend on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We can't prove it, but we're pretty sure one of our talk hosts was born on a pool table.
9:51 on The Ticket, T-Box winding down. Thanks to everybody for being a part of the show. Jason on the board, MR for answering the phones, Craig's dear sainted dad, Ivan, for showing up, telling us some funny jokes during the breaks, and lovely Layla, as always, putting a smile to my eye.
You know, I'm waiting for somebody, instead of hiring ticket chicks out on a remote, hiring Layla to be up there.
You know, Layla needs to go do appearances.
She does.
If salespeople know what's good for them, send Layla on an appearance.
You guys are like my agents. That's
hey,
great.
I want 10%.
Even Big Ty Walker makes appearances.
Yeah, he's got nothing. What's he got?
Yeah.
Hey, Layla's Ty Walker's got stuff.
Does he?
I think so.
Hey, you could get. She wears one of those shirts that shows off her belly button ring. You still got that on?
The ring?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't take it out.
Well, you.
I need to work with
that. Make a fortune for somebody.
Yeah. Well, sales is listening, which probably ain't happening, but maybe you never know. Layla on an appearance.
Thank you.
We'll sell it for big time bucks.
You guys are good. Thanks.
All right. Next week, Thanksgiving weekend, we are at On the Green Custom Golf in Allen.
Oh, Lord.
So join us. Come see us. We'll be out there. On the Green Custom Golf in Allen next Saturday. All right. Boys from the Rant, join us. Gordon and Davey. And harking back to last week, that Craig was able to get a Snoop Dogg CD signed by Snoop.
Did you watch him sign it?
Yep.
Yeah, he was up there in Vegas.
That was like a...
Do you have it with you?
Is it at home? It's sitting on my desk.
So
I took a photo of it.
Did he sign the CD or did he sign the artwork?
He signed the
artwork?
CD.
He signed the actual disc.
Apparently...
The top of the disc.
The disc. Apparently, it's a brand new CD out that he didn't even... The cover's not even made on it yet.
Okay, so
apparently,
it's an unreleased CD, or is it out?
Why did they approach you?
We were in a private airport at Vegas,
mm-hmm.
where if you have a private plane, he was in there, and the guys who were with, the guy who owned the plane that I was with, was really interested in his kids love Snoop, and all he had was a racing form. We were actually going after the races, and he asked, we had one hottie with us, and said, look, Snoop's over there, would you ask him to autograph this, and my kids would love it. So he autographed the racing form. Well, one of his cronies comes out right afterwards and says, hey, y'all want CDs of Snoop's? And I said, We said, yeah. So he comes out with them. He said, I'll sign them, too. So he signs them, watches them sign them, and he says, that'll be $10. So we had to pay $10 to Snoop to get an autographed copy of
Snoop said that personally, that'll be $10.
No, that was his handler.
And see, Craig thought that was sorry, and I'm thinking, well, that's still a bargain, Jason, because the new CD cost about $15.
I think
right?
He said it as a gag.
No, he was collecting because there was about 10 people in the whole airport, and every single one of them said, yeah, and he came out, and he collected $10 from every single person. I think
so. I don't think Snoop really signed it then.
We watched him. He was sitting in a little room, and we watched him.
You know what he looks like?
Yeah, he looks
You're
like
the guy who says that every black guy looks the same. So
that
you
is
know.
Not true.
All right, you brag
like
about
Alan,
that.
He does look like Allen Iverson to me.
I think that's racist.
So, just like a black basketball player. Is that what you're saying?
No, look like...
Either all rappers and basketball players look alike.
So the bottom line is...
That's what you're saying, Craig.
I'm thinking there isn't one soul that listens to a golf show that's going to want a Snoop Dogg song.
Well, no.
So black people can't afford to play golf now.
No, wait a minute, Gordon. What happened...
Oh, hi, music.
I was telling this in the mix last week that you missed. But anyway, I was looking in the mix, and Courtney said, put it on eBay, you'll get a ton of money. Davey sells everything on eBay. So I took a picture of the CD, and I said...
You sell junk on eBay, Dave?
I have it for a while, but I have.
It's too big a beating, too.
It is a beating.
So I said, all right, so we
have... You think mailing out those T-shirts are a beating.
Oh, God.
So you put it on there.
I put it on there, took a picture of it, saw it. I got no bids.
Well, because everyone thinks it's fake.
Okay, now, I need to see this listing. I need to see your eBay skills.
You want to come on over?
Because, see...
He's got feedback.
You're not just selling to the T-Box audience. You're selling to the millions of people that use eBay every day.
Well, there's an art to listing something.
So Snoop is
you got to make sure it's in the right category.
It in bold.
You got to have a sexy headline.
Wait, he even put it in bold. You got to pay an extra buck for bold headlines.
Let me come over there.
Autographed Snoop CD. Authentic.
Authentic. Good.
Well, see, you need to the other one. That's all authentic. I figure I put all.
You need to talk street. You need to talk street in there.
His seller name is Avid Golfer Magazine.
Well,
that's got street cred.
Yeah, you need to have a street name.
Are you offering an affidavit with this?
Okay, now I see a potential problem here.
Okay.
Okay, you've got the item is listed in. Hip-hop CDs, which is good.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, you do have it under music memorabilia, too. Okay.
All right,
you're good.
All right.
So what's he at?
He has zero bids.
No, we're rallying.
In the last 5 minutes, I've got 7 bids.
I have for auction an autographed version of the latest Snoop CD, Welcome to the Church.
That is volume 3. Sound.
I have for auction...
Can you say,
sign this for me while in the Las Vegas private airport after the Roy Jones Jr. fight? I accept checks, PayPal, or credit cards. See attached photo. This is the uncut version.
I think it was Snoop. All black guys look alike to me.
What is that? All right, so forget that. So I'm listening this week. This might have been one of the funniest laugh out loud segments I had heard on the station in a long time. This gal... somehow got hooked into the hard line, and they brought her up.
I think they met her out at TCU.
Okay, so they brought her up to the station because she's got the most ridiculous laugh I've ever heard in my life.
Supposedly she's really hot, right?
She was in Avid Golfer last year, one of the best cart girls.
Our friend Morgan, friend of the morning the rant.
Morgan?
No, I'm just saying Morgan was a former cart girl.
Remember she was at the at Ticket Stock that
Yeah,
night.
She was our friend from Ticket Stock at our show.
Yeah,
I don't recall.
So every time they did something, this is what we heard. Do you have a longer version? That's it?
That kills it for me.
I mean, she's gone for like a
horrible.
Minute.
Can you just
but she's kind of
cut her vocal cords?
Here.
Well, it's like, okay, David, like...
Listen to this.
It's like a mule or something.
That's exactly what it is. It's a mule seal mix. Play the long one again, Jason. Here.
The one you just played.
Yeah, the one with
the fart and fall down and everything.
Ready!
way, if you know, the only way you could get away with dating that girl is if you were the most unfunny guy on the planet.
That's the thing. It's like to, long-term survivability in a relationship, you have to be good joking partners with your wife, right?
Yeah.
Same sense of humor. Compatibility.
So how could you sustain a relationship with her?
Oh.
All right. It does. Sounds like she's balancing a ball on her nose.
So she's a, if she's a little miracle, let's say she's the best you've ever seen, Davey.
Yeah.
Still out?
They all age and get ugly, though, is the problem. And then
yeah, the laugh would never leave.
I would stick around until the laugh just broke me, and then I would be out.
What if you have kids together?
I would make sure I use protection.
All right, but you've been married to her.
I laughed out loud. I never do that in a car. I mean, that was just, it was dying.
That is bad.
Oh, she's a great laugh track. So, where's Corby?
Anyway, since Davey has read my
oh, he's not here this weekend.
I got $42.
I don't know. What now?
$42 on my
He's love it.
Hey now. Oh, watching Oklahoma?
Yeah, he's at the OU Tech game today.
Wait, I don't understand.
What was that?
I thought we all take the last Saturday off.
In theory, that's what we do.
So it just doesn't matter when...
Well, that's what we're supposed to do, but if somebody has something come up, at least we have two of us still here.
Well, I understood the one Oklahoma game that he went to. It was a big road trip and, you know, having fun.
That's not contractual.
But now he's just doing it every week.
Well,
I don't get it. How is he allowed to do that?
I don't know. We can call him. We can call him, file a grievance with him.
So you mean technically, like, right now I could just walk out of the studio and say, well, I want the day off.
I think two of you at all times, except that one time you went solo.
Well, I think that he got approval from Frito and Kat.
Did he?
That he told them in advance. He told us in advance. We just forgot.
So what's happening next weekend?
You're off
next weekend. I'm sure it's Ben and Skin.
Yeah, you guys are
off Saturday.
You guys are worse than HBO. I never know when you guys are showing
up. Supposed to be the last Saturday of every month, unless something extraordinary is going on.
Like Lubbock.
I think I've taken one odd weekend off, didn't I?
Yeah, you went to that wedding.
What wedding?
Oh,
my gosh.
The same-sex marriage in Frisco?
What?
Didn't you go to San Francisco?
Oh, no, I was supposed to go to San Francisco, and then I ended up not going. So I was in town.
But you just didn't work.
I just didn't work.
Can I hear this one more time as we morph into the rant, because that is a giggle. The long one. What if that's your daughter?
Then I wouldn't.
I mean, would you never see your daughter?
That's what I'm saying, Craig.
Do you think if you coat her throat with enough protein?
What does that mean?
Like Teflon?
Can a person change their laugh?
Because
my laugh has changed many times over my lifetime.
I think that's a biological impossibility for her.
I don't know.
Mean,
I think I think it's like a lisp or something. If you are conscious of it, if she went to a laugh therapist.
Because this sounds like a hiccup. I mean, it sounds like she's just sucking air the whole time.
But
yeah,
that's like from her diaphragm.
Yeah.
That's like an involuntary reaction, but
so
she might
get her pregnant anyway.
She'd just spew it right out.
Oh, God. Okay, that's time to go. Well, what are we at now?
My dad's here.
Well, what are we at now?
We're at $46.
Is that why you're being so racist today? Because your dad's here?
You got to impress him.
Any keys for up next?
Up next, we call Corby.
Yeah.
Cool. Next. See ya.
This is The Ticket. KTTK, Dallas Fort Worth. KTTK, Sherman Denison. KTTK, Sanger. Dallas Fort Worth's original all sports radio station. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Ticket, established in 1994. Built in Texas by Texans with big name guests. Sports information every 20 minutes on The Ticket ticker at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Local personalities that live here and talk about the teams here. And breaking sports news first, guaranteed. Well, surprise, surprise. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. If we've proven one thing, we've proven you can do this as good as we can. All local, all sports, all the time. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Breaking Cowboys news first, guaranteed. Ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Ticket. KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTVK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger.
Online or on the phone could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Layla. The Stars do something they haven't done in 7 days. Next on The Ticket Ticker.
Hi, I'm Jim, and she's
Beauty. We've been together
a long time. We have a
great partnership.
A symbiotic relationship. For instance, I like
big things, and I like
to pay as little as
possible. That's why we
love our new Fox
and Jacob
home. The bedroom
are gargantuan, but the price
is petite.
The great rooms are massive,
but the price is minuscule.
The floor plans go on forever,
but the price stays
right there
within your
budget.
You get the most home for your money with a Fox and Jacobs home. Homes so large they cross two time zones. And prices so small you need a microscope to find them. At least that's what it feels like with a Fox and Jacobs home. Priced from the 90s. Visit foxandjacobs.com for details on neighborhood locations throughout the Metroplex. Our home is big.
And I like that.
But the price is small.
Which is
what I
care about. It's a...
Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
www.theticket.com.
This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Wireless.
Geographic limitations, device compatibility, other charges, terms, and restrictions apply. Depositors and amounts expire in 30 days. Additional charges, point, and mode, service rates compared to national plans. See store for details.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
Marty Turco saw 25 shots as the Stars beat the Kings 3-1. International Motorcycle Show and the Satellite Guy bring you the ticker. Turco says their first win in 7 games is not enough.
We did play well, like we did the other night. This time we got some breaks and you know, we held on to it, but we're by no means satisfied by one win, which is what we wanted, but it's important to get on a roll and keep playing well and hopefully rack up the wins along the way.
They have the chance to keep rolling with the Blues tonight at 7. There's a few games of note on this rivalry Saturday in college football. At 11 a.m., Ohio State faces Michigan. USC and UCLA play at 2:30. You can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Also at 2:30, LSU and Ole Miss square off. In the Big 12, only 2 games as Oklahoma State plays at Baylor at 11:30, and Texas Tech plays host to Oklahoma at 2:30. Mavs play host to Carmelo Anthony and the Denver Nuggets at the AAC. The game starts at 7:30. That's the Ticket Ticker, service of Neosporin. Those dry winter cracks may actually be cuts. Neosporin Original helps dry winter cuts heal fast while preventing infection. Use as directed. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Weekend on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant with Gordon Keith and Gen X Davey Lane. Finally, after the experiment with Corby on the show, we're back to the way it used to be.
Yeah, I think the P1s have pretty much spoken.
They spoke out, and now you have The Rant, which is Davey and Corby.
What?
Oh, Davey and Gordon. Sorry, I forget which role I played. I originally tried out for Corby is the reason I'm singing that.
You were really trying to cast against type on that.
Yeah. Instead, when they were casting the ticket, I got the part of Gordo, which is a role I've played for a long time now, you know? I'm not complaining about it. It's, you know, I think I've made it my own,
yeah,
I guess you'd
say.
I mean, the strange thing is most people don't know my real name anymore. It's like my other acting stuff is just kind of gone by the wayside. I used to play Jim from Bo and Jim.
Mm-hmm.
People don't remember that character anymore, so... kind of known as Gordon Keith now.
Right. I really, in retrospect, I probably should have tried out for a bigger part than Davey.
Yeah, why did you try out for Davey?
I thought it, you know, was kind of a gross character,
mm-hmm.
you know, that maybe it'll eventually become a bigger role for me, and
yeah,
you know, it didn't really work out.
Producers really scaled it back.
Yeah.
I think they tried to. The writers tried to get you in on the hardline thing for a while. And then your character was kind of written out of the hard line.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, we are here today. I guess, quote unquote, Gordon and Dave. So we'll keep you entertained, hopefully, on this very historic day. Dave, it is November 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2003, which means
it was exactly 15 years ago to the day that I lost my virginity.
Isn't that weird? That's so strange. And you know, it was 17 years ago today. Is that right? Has it been 17 years? 17 years ago today was the 23rd anniversary of the Kennedy assassination.
Are you kidding?
Nope.
Wow.
17 years ago today.
17 years ago.
We had the 23rd anniversary of the Kennedy assassination.
You know, if you add those two numbers together, that... would mean that this is the 40th anniversary.
Really?
Did you think of that?
I didn't read that.
Anyway, if you'd like to join us on the telephone, 214-787-1310, because we are going to talk a lot about Kennedy and the Kennedy assassination. Kennedy assassination talk is, it's a guy's sport. Because you don't really know too many girls who get into talking about the Kennedy assassination. I don't think girls really know who John F. Kennedy was, except that maybe he was good-looking.
John's daddy?
I guess, yeah. They probably think John Kennedy is the guy who died in that plane crash.
I bet you if you asked a girl what's the difference between John Kennedy and Jack Kennedy,
they'd just go shopping.
Hey, what?
I don't know. So guys talk about the Kennedy assassination, and of course ABC aired that documentary this week, and it having occurred in Dallas, you know, they've got Elm and Main Street closed down.
Really?
Down there, yeah.
No one can try and reenact it today?
Well, there's tons of people walking around down there right now, but yeah, you can't drive down the streets until 6 o'clock tonight when they open the streets back up again. You going to go down there today?
No. I've got a day from hell, but...
What does that mean?
I just have to...
I doubt it could be any worse than the president's was 40 years ago, David, so...
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Go ahead. Tell us this day from hell that you say is every bit as bad as President Kennedy's day was 40 years ago.
After this show, I have to go into the office and do a little bit of work. And then I have to go to my parents' house. And then I have to go to my in-laws' house.
I don't know that that's worse than having your head blown off. I guess it's a matter of opinion.
I will clarify it.
Okay.
My day today will be as bad as Kennedy's day was between the first and the third bullet.
Two one four seven eight seven thirteen ten is our telephone number as we observe the 40th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination. I got a lot of email here, and Dave, I'm very disappointed in you, not only for some of the things you've said on the program today, but also you have not watched the ABC special.
No, it is sitting at home on my hard drive, my TiVo.
Yes.
And I made a point to record it, but I didn't watch it before the show today, and I apologize for that.
That was homework. That was required viewing.
And I also recorded the 3-hour History Channel special, and I haven't watched that one either.
See, I had that that ABC thing recorded, and then I recorded over it. I recorded a rerun of Friends that I hadn't seen.
Well, it was the one where they announced who the father was.
Right.
I mean,
I couldn't find a tape at the last second, so I just, you know, I mean, I knew I was recording over it, but what could I do? I need to get that TiVo, I guess.
Yeah.
No, I actually did watch the ABC special. And we talked about it at length yesterday on the Dunn and Miller show. Because I've always basically been one of those people. I went through the conspiracy books and all that and watched all the things. And I always leaned toward Oswald acting alone.
Really?
Yeah. I've always been the guy who... You know me. I mean, it's kind of reactionary because just conspiracy people annoy me so much anyway.
So you and Oliver Stone wouldn't get along?
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of get contrarian on it. But, I mean, I think I do have reasons for it. It is, you know, most of the evidence does point to him. If you talk about a lot of evidence pointing to somebody, it seems to point to him. And conspiracy theorists say...
Winston LaRockies.
Conspiracy theorists say, oh, that's proof of a conspiracy because there's evidence against Oswald.
Well, it came out of his own mouth. I'm a patsy.
I don't know that he talked like that.
I'm a patsy, you see.
Do you think he was trying to cast doubt on himself, just spin control?
I think he didn't want to go to prison for it. I mean, what, did everyone want him just to admit to it?
Well,
he probably looked at the O.J. case and said, you know, if I just maintain my innocence, regardless of the evidence,
I can get away with it.
So who is, as far as those of us who are wanting a definitive answer.
Yes.
Are we more upset with Oswald, or are we more upset with Jack Ruby?
Well, I would think that you'd be more upset with Oswald for killing the president to begin with.
But let's say you're a real fan of assassinations. And then
who is?
And then Ruby prevents the trial. We would have learned so many answers had there actually been a trial.
I don't know about that. Look at the background on ESPN. Look at this guy
that's climbing up in the tree.
Snuck through the woods back there just to get on the air. Is that Big Dick Hunter?
Looks kind of like him.
Yeah, it does. All right. This is the thing. Oswald acted alone. Well, I'll say this much. I think this is irrefutable, that Oswald was involved.
Right.
And he was a gunman.
Right.
Okay. Now, the people that say that Oswald had nothing to do with this, didn't know anything about it, I think they're nuts.
Right. He was in the window on the sixth floor of the school book depository.
Just happened to be there. Just happened to, without knowing anything, happened to go home a day earlier to get some curtain rods and then come back to work, you know, which was not his normal pattern. How did that just happen to occur if he knew nothing about it? And you mean to tell me that they're... That was the only plan they had, was to set up this one guy from Dallas? If you're a part of a massive organized effort to kill the president, you have many cities targeted. In case one little variable doesn't go right in your assassination plan, you abandon the plan and then you wait for that next opportunity because you want to ensure results.
Now, what about the guys who, you know, are now in their 70s or whatever, they're reaching the end of their road, and
mm-hmm.
they come out of the woodwork, and supposedly they were professional assassins, you know, back in that day.
Yeah.
And they claim to know other assassins who were enlisted to kill Kennedy. And
no, I've never heard this. Who?
It's another special, you know, the men who killed Kennedy, that special. They have interviews with guys, and they say, oh, you know, they came up through Mexico, and they had a safe house in Oak Cliff. And then
the French assassins?
Yeah, and then they went up to, and left the country and went and stayed in Montreal in a safe house, and then mm-hmm. they went back to Europe.
Oh, well, okay. Well, now we know. Now we know all the information about the Kennedy assassination, and everyone believes that French assassins did it now, right?
So,
no, the whole conspiracy notion is just about murkiness. It's not about having a cogent alternate theory that everyone buys.
But I'm saying, do you think that these people that come out of the woodwork and meet with documentary filmmakers are just trying to spin a yarn and add to the conspiracy cloud, or are they trying to make a name for themselves, or what? What's their motive?
I don't know. Probably both. Probably both. But like those French assassins. They never commented on how they just, these French assassins that had nothing to do with Oswald, is their position is, man, this is such blind luck that we had that this Oswald guy goes and kills a police officer afterwards, that he did go home and get this package, that he happened to have his rifle that was just up there with his palm print on it. It's just blind luck that we had that all this stuff happened to Oswald. We had nothing to do with that. We were just hired assassins that were doing a job independently. Just seems awful lucky for them that they happened to pick a place to kill the president that this other guy worked at.
That two separate groups just coincidentally happened to try mm-hmm. and assassinate the president on
right.
the same day in the same place.
Right. That's what, you know, the ocean of the conspiracy theorist seems like to me. Like, it was eight different groups that were going to assassinate him that day, and they all just kind of bumped into each other that day. And that's why we can point to LBJ knew, and KGB knew, and the CIA knew, and all these people had separate plots going on that all happened to converge, and that's why we can point to all of them.
Well, you know what I think is that a lot of people confuse motive with actually carrying it out.
Right.
There were a lot of people who wanted Kennedy out of the picture, whether they wanted him dead or just wanted him out of office. There were plenty of people that hated him.
But this is how the thought process goes for the conspiracy-minded. The Secret Service obviously did an abysmal job that day. You don't let people up in windows, open windows. And that happened all along the parade route. Okay? We all know that. You shouldn't allow people with open windows. Therefore, they had to be involved in it because they let people with open windows. People just can't do a poor job or not do their job. They have to maliciously allow that to happen. So, therefore, they were involved in it. What's that?
No, I was just seeing if you wanted to go to the phones.
Oh. Do we have to break here?
Yeah, we probably need a break, but we probably should go to the phones next.
All right, and I've got a lot of... I want to talk about the ABC special, and I got a lot of email. People berating me for my support of the ABC special, and then also we talk about what kind of shot was Lee Harvey Oswald. That's next on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
No win in New England. The Cowboys are 7-3.
You've got Carolina and Miami and Philadelphia coming up.
Three great defensive units.
Yep, three real good defenses.
Six games left.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
They got 3-3. Carolina and Philly scare the hell out of me on the schedule, but name another one that does.
Have we been able to determine with some degree of certainty just what kind of quarterback Quincy Carter is?
Next up, the Carolina Panthers come to Texas Stadium tomorrow at 12 noon. Our Cowboys countdown to kickoff starts at 10 a.m. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbank Chevrolet on Sports Radio 1310, theticket.com.
Hey, P1's Gordon Keith here for Barbecues Galore. How about starting a new Thanksgiving tradition? Barbecues Galore has everything you need for cooking Thanksgiving dinner. They've got an incredible selection of grills, smokers, and fryers with the lowest prices guaranteed. Now, here are some of the Thanksgiving deals. An Eastman stainless steel turkey fryer kit. You know, that's very popular these days.
Yep.
To have a fried turkey. You can get that for only $79.99. How about a cook-on three-burner grill on black steel cart, only $329? That's a savings of $40 right there, Dave.
Wow.
And did you know they have financing offers? You can grill for free until January of 2005.
Are you kidding?
Not 2004, 2005.
So that's like 15 months?
Yes, no payments, same as cash financing on purchases of $299 and up on approved credit. Frying your turkey is the way to go. Check Barbecues Galore for all their Thanksgiving deals. Barbecues Galore, if you would like to visit the one nearest you, please call.
Call information.
Please call, because it's so important that they hear from you on this very beautiful Saturday as we commemorate the 1-800-GRILL-UP. Call 1-800.
We've proven one thing. We've proven you can do this as good as we can. Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We're talking Cowboys. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
And get Sony Ericsson T610 camera phone free after rebate. Call 1-888-CAR-TOYS for the story.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The station everyone can agree on at work. Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Our guys talking about our teams in our town. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports news first guaranteed. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth, KTVK, Sherman-Denison, KTDK, Sanger.
A division of Healthcare Service Corporation, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
This is The Ticket.
The Oklahoma defense is not allowed a touchdown in their last three games. They play the Big 12's most potent offense in Texas Tech at 2:30. Bob Stoops says Tech's offense does pose a challenge.
We feel we counter with a strong defense, which has been evident through the year. So it'll be another big challenge, though, for our team to go down there and try and remain undefeated and continue to pursue our goals.
Checking out other games of note at 11, Ohio State plays Michigan. 11:30, you've got Oklahoma State and Baylor. 2:30 features LSU and Ole Miss and UCLA and USC. You can hear that game on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Mizzou plays K-State at 6, and at 6:45, Alabama takes on Auburn. Stars beat the Kings 3-1. It was their first win in 7 games. Brennan Morrow scored 2 goals in the game. The Stars take on the Blues in St. Louis tonight at 7. Checking out action at the President's Cup, all the matches are finished, and the U.S. won none of them. Lennard and Laney beat Funkin Mickelson 2-1. Elgin Clark over Furyk and Haas 3-2. Scott and Choi 5-4 over Perry and Kelly. Singh and Goosen defeated Woods and Howell the third 2-1. Weir and Allen beat 1-up over DeMarco and Leonard. And Price and Appleby defeated Love and Tons by a score of 2-1. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:50. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla. Reminding you to keep a secret stash of the Ticket Flask. Order yours today by logging on to theticket.com.
Being a loser is not an option. It's time.
a fantasy sports date with a beautiful girl. Register now at theticket.com. Deadline is this Sunday. From Great Expectations and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
1033 Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant with Gordon Keith and Generation X David Lane.
No Corby today.
No Corby today. He's finally gotten kicked off the show. It is November 22nd, which means we are observing the 40th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination. Dealey Plaza right now is packed with people milling around there looking at the scene of the crime.
Have you seen any live shots yet from down there?
I haven't, but we haven't really had...
Yeah, we haven't had any local news on there.
Yeah, these are all tuned to sports channels up here, these televisions. We need to put them on local channels. Of course, we just had a rash of Kennedy programming on television, and the newest one was the ABC documentary, which concluded that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. Now, I have to admit that I've always been partial to the Lee Harvey acting alone theory, and have always kind of felt that. And so, of course, I'm drawn to want to read that Posner or Posner book, the Case Closed book that concludes the same thing, and this ABC thing. It was very interesting. Now, you know what they did in the ABC thing, right?
They did like a computer reenactment or something?
Yeah. They,
like a ballistics type thing?
Completely reconstructed Dealey Plaza the way it was on that day. And I'm talking about everything to exact measurements. In computer stuff, and the only reason I know this is because I've done some voice work for 3D cartoons. And
oh, wow. Hey, which one?
It's Jingaroo. You know that.
Oh.
And so I visited my friends who are at DNA Productions, who do Jimmy Neutron and stuff, and I've seen the way they work on this, and it's pretty interesting the way you build a world inside the computer.
You build it like a kind of 3D grid style, and then you color it in.
Then you color it in and animate it, but I mean, it really is like building something you would in the real world, you know? I mean, you have measurements, and you have to construct an entire world in there, and once you build all the furniture and build the house and all this, then you can move around in it in a 3D environment from any point of view.
And it's the
accurate the way it is. It truly is a virtual world. Well, that's what they did with Dealey Plaza. And then they took the Zapruder film, and they also built the entire limousine exactly to specs, Kennedy's body to exact specs, Connally's body, everything completely matched up the Zapruder film, cross-referenced the Zapruder film with other point of view filming that was going on at the time. You know, there's that one that's back from behind from Houston Street, I guess, that's kind of shooting towards the grassy knoll. There's that footage that, you know, so in other words, they completely recreated the world to do it. Now, they did this, from what I understand, without any bias. They were just recreating the whole thing to see what really happened.
To see what their conclusions would be upon looking at the final product.
And unbelievably, they conclude that it all worked out. The single bullet theory worked. The trajectory lined up with the school book depository. All those things from the Oliver Stone film, they take that film and really debunk it. All that, the bullet had to stop in midair, hang, turn right, turn left again, enter Connally, go up this way, turn down this way, go down that, and they showed that all that was just false because they had the Stone film had the positioning of the bodies wrong.
Right. The Stone film had them sitting up straight.
Directly, Connally directly in front of Kennedy, which Connally was half a foot inboard from Kennedy in the jumper seat. They were also sitting at different heights. Connally had his body turned.
Yeah, he's looking back to see what the hell is going on.
And all that sort of thing, and it worked out. And it was great. And I wish that ABC, it's probably such a huge file, but it'd be great if you could download that into your computer and you could goof around with it and travel anywhere in Dealey Plaza. I mean, you can go anywhere in Dealey Plaza to watch what happened.
Well, then you could probably go up to the sixth floor of the depository and see if Lee Harvey's really there.
Well, it's not like that, Dave. I don't know if they animated Lee Harvey in there doing it.
Oh.
I'd like to hang out on the third floor and just see what was happening. Go to the break room on the second floor.
Yeah,
and
get a sandwich.
Look into the... get a virtual sandwich. Look at the snack machine. See what they had in there. I wonder what prices were like back then.
Yeah,
for a moon pie.
I wonder if you could get like a whole stick of gum for like 5 cents.
It'd be great. So we talked about the ABC special, and I really thought it was good. Anyway, we got some email on it. Gordon at GordonKeith.com and Dave at GordonKeith.com. Gordon, apparently you're very gullible concerning the Kennedy killing, as well as Craig seems to be. Do you know how much the government loves citizens that are swayed so easily? So easy? Shouldn't it be easily?
Yeah.
You are their perfect citizen. Ask no questions. Believe the party line. Reference the Founding Fathers' writings. Oliver Stone said after his film that he took creative license with the script on the DVD version that came out after his film was initially released, the director's cut, so to speak. Oliver's version was not an attempt to at the exact details of history, but like a novel, so on and so on. The Zapruder film was doctored by the man shortly after the FBI strong-armed it from Zapruder. Oh, darn, I gave myself away, just another conspiracy nut. From what I recall, Zapruder sold it to Life magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't give it to the government. He sold it to Life, didn't he?
I believe so, but somehow the Warren Commission did get their hands on it.
All these people talk about how the Zapruder film was doctored, and there's all these missing frames and everything.
Didn't they just restore it?
Yeah. But what I don't understand, but I don't think restoration was finding the missing frames and putting them back in. I think it was cleaning the film and that sort of thing and color correcting and junk like that. If the government's wanting to cover up this, why not destroy the Zapruder film?
Because that would be a PR nightmare.
Well, all they have to do is basically cut the picture in half or say, you know, it's just a bad film. He filmed it and it doesn't look good. It didn't show what he thought it may have shown. It's a camera malfunction.
Well, what we were talking about during the break is something that I think is interesting to bring up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, is there a hot chick on TV?
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. You're talking about the Kennedy killing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But you got to think about, you know, people talk about the Secret Service's mistakes and the mistakes with the autopsy and, you know, how so many things were bungled and it's obvious that there was a conspiracy. But you have to think, you have to put yourself in that situation. When was the last time a president had been assassinated? I mean, that's
Lincoln.
Was it Lincoln or was McKinley after that?
You know what? McKinley was after that. No? I don't know. I'm like a girl on American history. I just don't know anything about it.
So it had been, you know, whatever, 75 years, 100 years since the last assassination. I mean, that's a traumatic event for a government to have to deal with. I mean, there's chaos everywhere.
And I didn't know how to respond.
Yeah, and that's not something that you practice. I mean, I'm sure they have fail-safe policies, but you don't know what's going to mm-hmm. happen. You don't know how you're going to react in that kind of situation. So obviously there are going to be mistakes that are going to be made. And then people talk about the secrecy of the Warren Commission and the secrecy of the autopsy and, you know, all this other stuff that they're trying to keep stuff from the American people. Well, they're keeping stuff from the American people as a byproduct of keeping stuff from the Russians and the Cubans. I mean, you're in the middle of the Cold War.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of that feeds the conspiracy theorists, but I think it's not what they think it is.
Everything that feeds conspiracy theorists, they take as gospel. Anything that disproves it, well, then just discard that.
Then you don't
have to consider that.
Then that's the man trying to use the media to change our minds.
George, on a cell phone, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Just want to kind of throw out three facts about this incident that occurred 40 years ago. Fact number one, Oswald worked for Carlos Marcello in New Orleans. This is from the PBS documentary about the assassination. And also,
he worked for him how?
He was working in the restaurant or something, doing something for Carlos Marcello. Carlos Marcello was
a mob guy
in New Orleans, and he owned a bunch of restaurants and bars and things like that. And
every busboy worked for Carlos Marcello then, or Marcello.
Exactly. And another unusual thing was that Ruby and Oswald met at the Egyptian Lounge like a week or two before the assassination, had dinner there.
I think that's disputed, though.
Yeah, I've heard that, but the documentary basically, you know, on Channel 13 says they did. Now, this is a known fact, though. Joe Campese and his brother met with Jack Ruby in jail for after the assassination. And I'm on board with you, Gordon. I think you're exactly right. Oswald acted alone, and I think these guys knew that Oswald was a Marxist nut. And they were, he was kind of like the kid in school that you said, I dare you to do that.
Right.
And they kept bugging him. So finally, he saw a window of opportunity, and look at the situation. Kennedy at the time is the most famous, he's glamorous, he's rich, and Oswald is the low level, you know, nothing, you know, unproductive, just total Marxist idiot. So he decides to take out the most famous man in the world. And he was successful. But there's some interesting things about Oswald's relationship with different people. But one of the things that just bothered me, I lived in New Orleans for a while, and I knew the kind of character that Carlos Marcello was. An interesting thing, too, is that I saw Joe Campisi one time at the Fairgrounds racetrack in New Orleans.
You sound comfortable when you talk about the Campisis.
Do what?
I love Joe's special toast so much.
You love what? Excuse me, I didn't hear you. But anyway, he was having dinner with Marcello's brother or whatever at the racetrack and all that. I saw him down there, and I thought, yeah, he is good friends with the Marcellos. But...
Well, I distance. I don't know what you're talking about, but thanks for your phone call.
That was like the rambling caller.
Yeah, it was. Tom on a cell phone here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Well, I'd just like to debunk something that guy just said. It wasn't when they dared him. It was when they double dog dared him that he finally pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
Is there any evidence that any of these guys knew each other prior to?
All it is
it's all speculation.
There'll be one or two eyewitnesses say, yeah, I saw Ruby and Oswald together, or yeah, I saw Kennedy and Ruby together. And, you know, hey, I was there when Clay Bertrand gave Kennedy a Masonic handshake. You know, I mean, it's like there's always one person who saw various principles.
So it'd be like somebody saying, I saw Davey and, I don't know, Jason Seahorn at Barley House, so obviously they know each other.
Right.
Well, I really do know who did it.
And that is?
That would be me. I know I was only three at the time, but, you know, Oswald worked at the Mother's Day Out that I went to. And he had me on his knee when he said, just pull this trigger a couple of times. There you have it. Good morning to you.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 13th in The Ticket.
Hey, you guys are forgetting about back and to the left.
Okay. What about it?
That's what my girlfriend was telling. Wait, that's when you shot from behind. If you shot from behind, then he can't go back and to the left.
Yeah, it could.
Could he?
Yeah.
Did they discuss that on ABC?
Yeah.
Well, what about the exit wound in the back of his head?
It wasn't in the back of his head.
It was. It was about the size of a fist.
No, it wasn't in the back of his head. It was on the side of his head.
Oh.
Towards the back.
My girlfriend's exit wound was the size of a fist. All right.
Well, that's an easy thing to confuse.
Another email here from Matt in Westlake. It says, the annoying thing about the ABC special last night was that they did exactly what they indict the conspiracy theorists for doing. They selected and chose what they wanted to refute and what they didn't want to mention at all. They never tried to explain the rest of Conley's injuries, the shattered wrist, the gunshot wound to the thigh. Based upon that special last night, you wouldn't have even known he had other injuries. They covered that, Matt. That was in the show. I get so many emails from people who watched like an hour of the two-hour special and say, well, they didn't even talk about this. Well, what did they have to say about that then? They didn't even talk about it. If you watch the whole thing, yes, they did talk about it. 214-787-1310 is our telephone number. We had a big debate yesterday as to what sort of shot Lee Harvey Oswald was. If you watch the film JFK, you heard... And then talk about how this is impossible. How could Oswald, who was a poor shot at best, even shoot the president with a rifle that was so badly aligned, its scope was so bad that they couldn't even do anything with it in test or whatever.
Right, and how could he get off three shots in 7 seconds?
In 5 seconds, under 6 seconds is what the movie says. We talk about what kind of shot he was, and I got some interesting email on this. That's next in Sports Radio 13 on The Ticket.
Extra, extra.
extra, read all about it. The Ticket takes the print in Dallas-Fort Worth's only free sports weekly, The Sports Page. Available at hundreds of Metroplex locations and at sportspagedallas.com. No national wire reports, just headlines and bylines from all your favorite ticket hosts. Plus, the Ticket Check of the Week, Bob Sturm's HSO, quick hits from Norm, Backspotter, and more. Look for the Ticket Window each week on page P1 inside the... All local, all sports, all the time. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Just a bunch of guys hanging out and talking sports. Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Breaking Cowboys news first, guaranteed. Ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
West resident MasterCard cardholders prior to 11-103, 18 or older. For rules, call 1-800-MC-ASSIST.
I'm Layla. There's more to the OU Tech game than you think. Next, I'll reach your ticker.
Now there's a line that directly connects your dreams to reality. Just think of all the things you've always wanted to do. Add a room to your house, consolidate your bills, maybe finally replace that old car. How? With a new way for homeowners in Texas to get money for the important things in life. The new Wells Fargo Home Equity Line of Credit. It gives you control over your finances. You use the money when you need it, as you need it, and you only have to apply once, no matter how many times you use it. Plus, the interest rates on equity lines of credit are lower than most other financing options, and the interest is usually tax deductible. Wells Fargo has been helping people reach their financial goals for over 150 years, and their new home equity line of credit is just one more way they do it. Be a Wells Fargo banker today to help you find the equity line of credit that's perfect for you. Hey, no one dreams bigger than Texans, and no one wants to help make them come true more than the neighbors at Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo, the next day. Wells Fargo Bank, equal housing lender. Consult your tax advisor regarding deductibility.
The Ticket.
Quarterback B.J. Simmons needs 83 yards to pass Ty Detmer's single-season passing yard record. Precision Tune Auto and Home Theater Design Group bring you the ticker. He'll try to throw the ball against number one Oklahoma. Mike Leach says the record isn't symbolic.
I guess it means he has more yards than Ty Detmer. You know, I mean, heck, he's already thrown for a big number of yards. I think all the record really does is put him on top of all those other guys.
Well put. Game is at 2:30. Other games of note in college football at 11. Ohio State plays Michigan. At 11:30, Oklahoma State takes on Baylor. LSU and Ole Miss kick off at 2:30. At the same time, you've got USC and UCLA. You can do that game on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And K-State takes on Mizzou at 6. Stars beat the Kings 3-1. Marty Turco stopped 25 shots. Stars play St. Louis tonight at 7. And in an effort to improve the running game, the Cowboys signed running back Adrian Morrell in October. They released him yesterday. The Cowboys needed to sign Jamal Brooks to replace injured linebacker Al Singleton. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Weekend on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Radio 1310, The Ticket. Proud to be men, and being a man means that if there's an itch, it will be scratched.
Just what kind of shot was Lee Harvey Oswald? That's what we're talking about right now on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Lee Harvey Oswald was a Marine, and he was a obviously had rifle training. Now, was he a sharpshooter, as he's been called? We got into the discussion, what kind of rankings are there in the Marines as far as what kind of shot you are? The sharpshooter expert and what's the third one?
Good.
Sharpshooter expert and master? I can't remember. Anyway.
Marksman?
Marksman, yeah. Guys that spent 4 years in the United States Army Infantry, expert marksman means that you can hit stationary targets no further out than 300 meters. It is so easy to qualify as an expert that we used to bounce our rounds off of the metal plate that was in front of the target and get a hit. That expert ranking means nothing. That comes from Todd. Scott emails us, Marines must qualify with open sights. That's not a scope, just the regular open sights that come on a rifle. Shooting at a silhouette of a man at 500 yards. Yes, 500 yards, even the poorest shooting Marine can hit a target at that range without a scope. By the way, there are three levels of marksmanship in the Marine Corps, all based on score. Level one is marksman, level two is sharpshooter, and level three is expert. All levels can pop that shot easily, and that shot he's referring to is not a 500-yard shot. I think he's referring to the 88-yard shot, which Kennedy was at the time of the fatal wound. 88 yards away, not 500 yards away, or even 200 yards away, 88 yards away. So granted, he's in a slow-moving vehicle, which is not the same as a stationary target.
So just so I can understand, Lee Harvey was at the 12, and Kennedy was at the opposite goal line.
What?
88 yards.
Well, they weren't on a football field.
Well, but just say the motorcade was driving down the field at Texas Stadium.
Okay. Then yes. 88 yards.
Okay.
Thanks for touching the sports base there, Dave.
Sure.
And, you know, on this ABC documentary, the guy even had Lee Harvey's scores in the Marine Corps where he got scored 49 out of a possible 50. And this was in rapid fire shooting at 200 yards. Rapid fire shooting at 200 yards. He got 49 out of 50. And he also had a 48 out of 50.
And that motorcade was going at what, like 5 miles an hour?
I'm estimating 10 miles an hour, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, it was virtually a stationary target.
After the first shot, probably started speeding up. So, of course, JFK movie says he was a poor marksman. Ben in San Antonio says Oswald was a qualified expert rifleman in the Marine Corps. That's the highest level. He still holds the record at Edson Range at Camp Pendleton, California. Make note, however, that firing at stationary targets directly across from you and firing at a moving target at a downward angle are two different animals. But according to Ben in San Antonio, and I don't know if this is true...
You calling Kennedy an animal?
No, David. Be nice to the Kennedys. They're having a rough day right now. But according to this, Lee Harvey still holds one of the shooting
what?
Record.
Did you just cuss?
I think so. Hold the shooting record at that Edson.
Well, okay, maybe he did, but don't you think that they would have removed his name from the books?
Not if he holds the record. You're saying that we can take O.J. out of the Hall of Fame?
Well, he didn't kill a president.
Yeah, but it's on-the-field accomplishments we're talking about. After Oswald wasn't a Marine anymore, whatever happens off the... He's being honored for what he did as a Marine.
Okay.
So what about gutter man? You know, there's badge man.
Is that
supposedly.
Like is that like Toxic Avenger?
No, these aren't superheroes, Dave.
Oh.
Badge man supposedly was behind the picket fence, and you can see him in this one photograph. Have you ever seen that? It is so ridiculous, the little outline they put around
right.
these patches of light to create a man.
I guess I'm more of a breast man than a vag man.
No, badge man, David. There's also supposedly gutter man. And you said at one time you thought of, you believed in gutter man.
Yeah.
The guy in the sewer drain that
right.
was shooting up
yeah.
the street.
And then he ran straight into the Trinity and swam down to Mexico.
Well, Trooper in Grapevine emails, there's this gentleman, an ex-Green Beret, that has scientifically proven using imaging forensics that the bullet was shot from the sewer opening on the street. They have been showing it on the History Channel this week. All the stuff you guys talked about was side stuff. This is very conclusive evidence. Doesn't tell you who killed him, but it does tell you how he got killed. Oh, so now we've solved it.
Oh.
Since it's irrefutable, undisputable.
From some guy's uncle who was a Green Beret.
Got this email. Guys, I watched the show the other night where they disproved the gutter man because they got down in the gutter and filmed from that spot where JFK was shot. You wouldn't have been able to even see him, let alone shoot at him. Comes to us from Patrick. Oh, well, gosh, now
well, we just
right,
shot down that
right when that theory gained 100% acceptance, here comes another documentary that disproved it. Unbelievable. Every time we solve it, Dave, it just slips through our fingers. Quicksilver, Mercury. All right, let's go to Guy on line two. Is that what you said there?
I think he.
He's gone.
Fire on the ticket.
Yeah, I was just calling to let Gordo know that they do have that. Oswald is the record holder out there at Camp Pendleton.
Okay.
Really? I was in the Marines in the 80s. It was like that then. I don't know about now, but no, they didn't take his name down at all.
But I saw in the Oliver Stone documentary that. He had Maggie's drawers, and he was a poor marksman at best.
That's not the case. Because, boy, you go to boot camp, they'll sure play him up.
Well, gosh, obviously the government's gone in and doctored those records to give Oswald the record then. I mean, that's the only conclusion you can reasonably
yeah,
come to.
Yeah, I mean, the government wants you to believe that he was an expert marksman.
Hmm. All right, thanks. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, this is John in Mesquite.
Okay, hi, John.
I wanted to let you know that I'm okay. And I just had a headache, you know, from the shot and everything, but I'm okay.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, guys. A couple of things real quick. One thing that ABC didn't cover and the Warren Commission omitted, the House Select Committee on Assassinations covered, was that John Connolly, to the end, said that there had to be a fourth shot because when Kennedy was, the first shot hit him and he grabbed his neck, Connolly said there was a good 3 to 5 seconds from when he turned his head both ways to get a better look at Kennedy before he was shot and felt the bullet hit his wrist. And he,
right.
Until the end. The other thing, talking about the Zapruder film earlier and that someone had taken it out of order, when the FBI first confiscated it and they were looking at it, accidentally they adjusted the frames so that Kennedy flew forward instead of backwards. They changed it back, but they did do that error, but they admitted to it. And then,
wait, what?
When the government, when the FBI first had the Zapruder film and was looking at it, and they
uh-huh.
were putting, they were checking it out, they accidentally reversed some of the frames. It was accidental. I mean, they admitted to it.
How can you accidentally? I used to be a film projectionist. You don't accidentally reverse frames.
Okay. I used to be a film projectionist too. I don't know how they did it, but the FBI came out and said, "We're sorry. When we were looking at it, we took these frames and pasted them out of context." But I mean, they admitted to it, so it's not like they were trying to hide something.
And even if you put the frames backwards, it's not like. You're going to create his head snap a different way. All of a sudden, the car is going to be going the opposite way.
I'm just telling you what I read.
Yeah.
And then finally, the last thing is you're talking about how this theory is the new theory. Well, prior to between this one and the Warren Commission, there have been three other theories showing that Lee Harvey Oswald was the sole assassin, and all of them have been disproved by the prior one. The most recent one was a book called Case Closed, which NBC did a big thing on, and now that one's been disproved by this one. So I'm not saying conspiracy. No
wait a second. How is so? If so NBC had the based on that Posner book.
Yeah, Case Closed. They said that okay, it was done this way, and this is how he did it, and everything. And now ABC News says, well, no. Actually, this is how he did it. And
what's the difference in the two?
Huh?
What's the difference in the two?
Oh, I think he said that they it's like he had a lot more time than most people thought he did, and actually the first shot did something else, and the second shot actually hit something, and then, you know, it, the second shot they say missed entirely, right, and ricocheted off the ground. Well, I think he said the second shot actually hit somebody, but and
tired head.
Oh.
No, yeah, I know that Conley thinks that, but even the Zapruder film doesn't show that there was 5 seconds between the neck wound and Conley reacting. It's more of a matter of did it happen immediately, which is what the ABC documentary said, or were they separated by probably about a second and a half.
Well, why don't we just ask Conley to clarify what he meant?
Well, he's dead now.
Oh.
But I think that any time you compare eyewitness testimony, or in other words, first-person experience, with science, generally I'll take science, because I think people remember things in odd ways.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they always you always hear that, man, it felt like time was standing still.
Right.
Yeah,
well, did time actually stand still then? I mean, they experienced it that way, so it had to have actually been that way.
Yeah, I think people's experience, you can't depend on, you know, what they say is 5 seconds or what they say is 10 seconds.
What you do is you try to accumulate a lot of eyewitness testimony and then take it with a grain of salt and kind of figure out, you know, what is the most likely thing that gels with the science of it. You can't, you know, so many people do this, all right, yeah, I know all this evidence points to Oswald, but what about the guy who mysteriously died in a fire, a house fire, 3 years later that said that he thought it was a conspiracy? I mean, why did they silence that guy? Okay, he dies in a house fire. Other people die in house fires, too, and they're all mysterious when all of a sudden a house burns up. You want to know why? Does that necessarily mean that there was no man named Oswald now? I mean,
well,
now we've really proven it.
I think that proves to me that Big Tobacco killed Kennedy because he probably fell asleep smoking a cigarette in bed.
All right, let's see. You want to take more phone calls on this next? See, I don't know what to do because we also have tons of great other stories, but since this is the 40th anniversary, it's like...
Well, we've done an hour. We probably can move away from it. I think we've exhausted it.
I don't think we have. I think we need to keep going with this, Dave. I'm going to honor a fallen president.
All right, let's do one more segment of phones, and then let's move on.
All right, 11:05 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Coming up next, we take the P1 conspiracy theories.
KTTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. The Ticket is sports and information. Ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. The Ticket is local personalities. The Ticket is big name guests. The Ticket is the home of the world famous Ticket Chicks. Real sports, real Ticket Chicks. Well, some of the Ticket Chicks are famous.
I'm ready.
Dallas-Fort Worth's original all sports station.
All sports, all the time.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
www.theticket.com.
AP1's Gordon Keith here for Barbecues Galore. Once again, Thanksgiving is coming up, and you need to get ready for your Thanksgiving tradition.
What?
No, I'm sorry. Sorry.
What?
Forgive me. Forgive me.
And
turn
three,
off my mic.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, P1's Gordon Keith here for Barbecues.
And 3, 2, 1.
Barbecues Galore has lots of ways to help you with Thanksgiving dinner this year. A huge selection of grills, smokers, and fryers, and they also have financing offers available. Start a new Thanksgiving tradition. Barbecues Galore has everything you need for cooking your Thanksgiving dinner. And let me suggest this. Frying your turkey.
You can cook it in about half the time, and it's going to be more moist than juicy.
Eastman Stainless Steel Turkey Fryer Kit, only $79.99. A Cook-On 3-Burner Grill on Black Steel Cart, only $3.29. You save $40 there. And get this, you can grill free until January of 2005.
Wow, you can get the grill of your dreams and pay it off before you have to pay any interest and stuff.
Hey, think about that. Isn't that what we all wish for? Marrying the grill of our dreams? Come on, people. It's Barbecues Galore. They have 7 locations throughout the Metroplex. Is that right?
Well, surprise, surprise. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
our guys, talking about our team in our town. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. If we've proven one thing, we've proven you can do this as good as we can. Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Geographic limitations, device compatibility, other charges, terms, and restrictions apply. Depositing amounts expire in 30 days. Additional charges, point, and mode, service rates compared to national plans, see store for details.
I'm Layla. The Stars stop a streak at the AAC. Next on The Ticket Ticker.
Toy robot, a teapot, some gadget they've not got. Toolkit, oven mitt, a pink polka dotted dress you hope fits. Goldfish in a bowl and a new fishing pole, train set, scruffy pet, and a thing-catching net. Oh, and a doll that says goo for your little niece, Sue. Grand total, $300. Winning a present for you, priceless. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard.
You could win a free trip for four to Universal Orlando Resort in the MasterCard Holiday Trip a Day giveaway. Use your MasterCard and we'll automatically enter you for a chance to win. So use it for all your holiday shopping, and who knows, you might be the one who goes. Oh, and don't forget to see Dr. Seuss's The Cat in the Hat this holiday season. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. TIN-based and international transactions not...
Talking Cowboys, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
A notebook PC with Intel Centrino mobile technology. Certain conditions apply, quantities limited, see store for details.
Dallas Fort Worth's Ticket. Ticket, ticket.
The Stars end a seven-game skid with a 3-1 win over the Kings. Today, Satellite and J.P. Morgan bring you the ticker. It was their longest streak without a win since 1996. Marty Turco says the W is a product of work.
Building chemistry and getting confident and sometimes somewhat cocky is, it takes time, and we understand that, but I think we're willing to put the work in.
Turco had 25 saves last night. The Stars take on the Blues tonight at 7. One game just underway in college football. Michigan and Ohio State set to kick off in moments. At 11:30, you've got Oklahoma State playing Baylor. 2:30 features LSU and Ole Miss, and USC is playing UCLA. You can hear that game on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. K-State taking on Mizzou at 6 o'clock, and at 6:45, Auburn plays Alabama. Mavs play host to the Nuggets at 7:30 tonight at the AAC. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of Neosporin. Those dry winter cracks may actually be cuts. Neosporin Original helps dry winter cuts heal fast while preventing infection, use as directed. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 11:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Weekend on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The
nothing could be finer than to put the boot on Carolina tomorrow at 12 noon at Texas Stadium. Join Rich Phillips, Mickey Spagnola, and the ticket team for the Cowboys Countdown to Kickoff pregame show at 10 a.m. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbank Chevrolet on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
M14 Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We're looking at a live shot right now from Dealey Plaza on CNN.
Looks like about 500,000 people there.
Yeah.
Can't tell how many people there, but boy, everyone's gathered.
Oh,
there.
Wow, look, there's
Jesse Ventura's down there.
The Body Ventura.
Wow, look at him out there standing in front of the grassy knoll giving an interview. Interesting. 214-787-1310 is our telephone number. Let's take some calls on the Kennedy assassination and your opinion on it. Jeff is a former Marine, and he joins us online, too. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Hey.
What a sad day.
It is in this nation's history.
Well, yes, I used to be a great shot myself, and I'll tell you how I used to do it. I'd get going real fast, and if it's real hard, I'd shoot it right over my shoulder.
Hop on for a second.
Good morning. How are you?
It's the
when I said real calls,
but it's the P1's it's the P1's job to try and sneak past him.
Well, I don't know if they're sneaking past him. He may just be putting them on.
Well, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
All right, let me ask you honestly. Are they sneaking past you, or you know that some of these guys have shit?
No, I mean, the one earlier with the apartment, I put him up there, but this guy, I mean, he had something legitimate. Because I asked him, he said he was a former Marine. And I said, what was your rating? And he said, I was an expert and went into another.
Okay.
That's pretty easy to blow by.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Good. I shot in the World Shoot in 88 and 89. This is actual real call.
Okay, good.
Anyway, what makes these three shots so difficult, there's three factors that all come together. One of them being him shooting from up above. The second being the angle at which the shot's fired, and the third being that he's going away from you. You put all those three together, and it's different than shooting directly away from you, different than shooting left to right, and then different from shooting at ground level. All three of these make it very difficult shots. Usually you'd have to take one shot to sort of be to find yourself, and then the other two shots or three shots would be stuff where you could actually concentrate on the target.
Which is basically what happened.
But I mean, don't you think that's there's luck involved too? That maybe your first shot, which is kind of finding your range, actually hits the target.
Absolutely, if that's what you'd want. But if you miss the first shot, if you can tell where you hit, you can adjust and then go from there.
Yeah, and according to the ABC thing, the first shot did miss.
Right.
The second, third hit.
What happened with me, even if you're out shooting at a deer or something, if you miss your first shot and the target stays somewhere or starts running, it's going to change things drastically.
So you're saying this is a difficult shot.
Well, absolutely. The 88 yards is not a difficult shot. It's all three angles that change everything.
Right, obviously. But obviously it's not an impossible shot.
Oh, no, not at all.
Because it happened.
Obviously. And he could do that from where he was sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Or standing, however it was.
All right, thanks for your telephone call.
Thanks, man.
Let's go to Rick in Dallas. You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
One question nobody ever answered is, how did Oswald just happen to get a job at the place where JFK's motor cortege went across? And how did Jack Ruby just happen to be there just as soon as Oswald left for jail?
I think you can answer those things. Number one, the way he happened to get a job there was that Ruth Hale was the one who set him up to get a job there.
Before how long before the motorcade?
Well before this, weeks and weeks and weeks.
Well,
I think a month and a half before that.
Did he just happen to work there?
Yeah. Yes, that's the point.
But he just happened to be the one?
Right.
That worked there?
Look, you're looking at it from the wrong way. The guy had a job. You're looking at it from the wrong way. What's that?
I believe he did it. No, don't get me wrong. I believe he did it.
Yeah.
Why is that building? Why work at the school book depository?
Why work there? Because that's where he had a job. That's
but
like, okay, listen,
know.
Listen, here's the thing, here's
okay.
The thing. If I'm a nut, okay?
Well, you are.
Okay. For example, there's someone who's coming through, and they're going to, I work at this place, right?
Yes.
Now, I don't understand what's happening.
Comedy show.
Are there already open windows at Riverside Plaza?
Yeah, I'm going to put you on hold where we can talk. I'm not going to hang up on you yet because I still want to talk to you. So I'm going to put you on hold. If there's someone that I hate, okay, and I find out a week before that they're going to come right by my new place of business, that their route has been rerouted and coming right by my place of business.
What a happy coincidence that someone you hate is going to come right by where you work.
And so I shoot them, right, because I'm mad at them, because I hate them. And all of a sudden I get this idea, no, I'm going to kill them. And then someone says, so wait a second. You just happen to have a job at the place where you fired on that person to kill them. Yes. That's why I ended up shooting him, was because, just by happenstance, he happened to be coming right by me. I had the opportunity. It's not that
Oswald was placed there by someone, or that Oswald took that job.
The reason he shot from the school book depository is because that's where he was.
Yeah, it's not that he took that job knowing that the motorcade was going to go by there. He probably didn't even know that Kennedy was going to come to Dallas when he took that job.
All right, now, what was your second question? What's happened to the phones here? Hello? What's happened to the phones here? Line two?
They're potted up still.
It's not punching up.
Huh. Yeah, apparently the phone system's frozen here. Oh, wait. Hello? Hello?
Yes.
But this isn't the same guy, is it?
No, this is Tom Isabel. No, it's not the same guy.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was asking.
I guess he hung up.
All right, now, well, hold on, Tom. And the second question the guy asked was, how did Ruby happen to be there at the same time? It's the same type of answer. I think that Ruby acted emotionally when he saw Oswald. I don't think he planned, I don't think he went down to that basement to shoot Oswald at that time. Otherwise, why would he go and wire a stripper money 4 minutes before he shoots Oswald, or whatever it is, 5 minutes before? How did he know that there wasn't going to be more of a line? And the only reason he walked down there to see the transfer of the prisoner, which was running late, by the way, because just by chance, Oswald wanted to change his shirt, and that's why they were running late. If Oswald hadn't wanted to change his shirt, Ruby would have missed him. They would have already done the prison transfer, and Ruby would have been down there and just kind of looking around like the rest of the people.
Right.
I think that Ruby walked down there and saw the transfer, sees Oswald comes out, gets infuriated. Oswald, Ruby always carries this pistol, right?
Yeah, he's always packing heat.
And he just is all emotional, and
he just snapped
for the moment, the same way that all these people who knew him said he was. And he snaps and shoots him, and that's why afterwards he was like, everyone thinks I'm a hero, right? Well, no, you killed a guy, and everyone wanted to really talk to the guy. He thinks he's going to be a hero by killing the guy who killed the president. You know, but people who just said, hey, how did it happen that Jack Ruby and Lee Harvey Oswald were born in the same century? You're going to tell me that's a coincidence? That the guy who shoots the guy who kills the president happened to live in the same century? Yes, otherwise he wouldn't have been able to shoot him. People just are so ridiculous and warped in their thinking that there's no way that this could have been a coincidence.
Well,
and it's because of the fact it's a coincidence that it did happen.
How do you explain that Kennedy had a travel secretary named Lincoln?
No, I can't explain that. And Lincoln had a travel secretary named Kennedy. I don't know that. Tom, on a cell phone, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I was going to say, when I was in high school in American history class, we had a conspiracy theorist come to class, and he made a very convincing case. He brought the Zapruder film and a lot of other pictures. And if you
pretty pretty pictures.
Yeah, there's a lot of things, though. The Secret Service, for one, didn't respond, and they went against all their training. Only one guy left the car following and got onto the car that where the president was.
Mm-hmm.
He was later fired and then died in a fire.
Okay.
He's the only one who was.
So therefore, that proves that Lee Harvey didn't grab that package of curtain rods. That proves that he didn't live in Dallas at the time and he didn't have any kind of motive.
What it proves is that he's the only one who went with it, who responded to his training correctly.
Well, it seems to be the only one that was close enough, and I don't know that their training is to jump on the back of a car.
It is. These guys are trained to throw themselves in front of fire. But anyway,
so he was fired because he did his job?
That's right. And
so what does it mean, though?
I don't know.
So the Secret Service screwed up.
20 points that the guy made. And
to a junior high class.
High school.
The point is that, okay, so let's say the Secret Service screws up. So that means that...
They screw up. They violated things they train on every
right.
day.
Right. Okay.
The driver stepped on the brakes after the first shot instead of speeding up.
Right. So therefore what? He was in on it. All right. And who else was in on
exactly.
it?
Exactly. There were other...
You've got all the Secret Service. Teams. You've got the driver. You've got who else? The people who planned the parade route.
That's right. Because...
Connelly. You also had the Dallas police involved in it because they didn't respond properly.
Route was published the day before, and it wasn't going through Dealey Plaza. That's why there was no crowd in Dealey Plaza. It was changed an hour before. An hour before.
Well, then how did Abraham Zapruder know to stand where he stood? He must have been in on it.
Well, because he just wandered down that way because the crowds were...
Yeah, but if he had gone by what was in the paper, then he would have been down over on Houston Street, right, instead of Elm Street, which he was. So, therefore, he had pre-knowledge of the parade route. So he's in on it.
An hour before, he wanted to get a good shot, and he went to a place where there was less crowds. But Ruby was there all day.
Did anyone ever look at the Zapruder camera to see if it wasn't like a secret spy?
So Ruby's in on it.
Bullets?
Well, you know what?
Ruby's in on it. The Dallas police were in on it because they're the ones who let Ruby down in the basement. So now we have hundreds of people in on this, yet no one has talked or said anything to their wife or spouse. No one has said, hey, look, I've got evidence, I've got proof and evidence. Here's the memo that the Dallas police received that we were supposed to let Ruby down there because he needed to silence Lee Harvey Oswald. Why hasn't anyone produced the memo? Why hasn't the Secret Service said, yeah, look, there were 30 of us in the plaza, we were all instructed not to act according to our training. No one has said this? No one's come up with proof that they were given the directive?
High school class, but the other thing is The umbrella man was a nice day, just like today.
Right. Why would a guy have an umbrella in a nice day?
Inside, exactly. No, it's not hot outside today. It's not raining. It's almost a carbon copy of the day he was here. The guy's spinning the umbrella.
Uh-huh. Which was clearly signaling.
Yeah, therefore.
Exactly. It's very
because
odd.
You know what?
And
the gunman would have had.
Found the guy.
The gunman would have had no idea that Kennedy was driving in front of them had there not been the umbrella guy signaling them that, hey, the president's the one in the car right in front of you right now. Shoot now while you have a good shot.
You know what? If he wasn't successful, there was more than one gunman, and there are pictures of the other gunmen that aren't part of the Secret Service. FBI, CIA, or Dallas Police.
You know, I opened up the Dallas Morning News today, and I would figure they would publish these very famous pictures of all these other gunmen, because they're so clear and indisputable.
No, I'm not talking about the badge man. These are guys on top of other buildings along the parade.
Right, and there's pictures of them. So let's go ahead and look at them.
I see them. You showed them to our class.
Well, why isn't this guy let the papers in on it?
Right. I want to know how we can book this conspiracy expert that evidently only does high school appearances.
Well, I really wish I knew it, but, you know, it was just after the 78...
The Umbrella Man. Right, why did they need the Umbrella Man? I mean, I go hunting all the time, and I know when to shoot without having an umbrella tell me.
Maybe he was creating a diversion.
Umbrella on it today, say. No one's carrying
because the guy's an idiot. I don't know. I see rappers walk around with canes, and they're not even hurt. I don't know why they do it. Maybe they're signaling gunmen. I don't know.
It's a weird coincidence. And what about the Cuban who was on a walkie-talkie in the grassy knoll? And how come they can't find these people and talk to them?
Because the crowd scatters. Fire goes out. People go scattering. Oh!
They did not panic. They didn't. They walked away.
Who did?
The Cuban and the Umbrella Man.
Okay. From what I understand, I think I've seen an interview with the Umbrella Man.
I don't think you have.
Okay. Well, that proves it then.
What is his name?
I don't know. I don't know any of these guys. I don't know the name of that guy who I see all the time who's...
I said he had never been found.
All right, let me ask you this. What is the guy's name who was wearing the white cowboy hat who was standing to the right of Lee Harvey Oswald, standing on Oswald's right when he was shot? What was his name?
Funny, but...
No, what was his name?
Well, they can find out.
Well, no, I want to know if you know his name, because if you don't know his name, then he didn't exist.
I was in high school, and this was like 1980.
Really? All right, thanks for your phone call.
You're welcome.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. What, David?
Why don't we just spend 10 minutes on what this guy said in his high school class 20 years ago?
No, because I saw that call right there as typical of so many conspiracy theorists that I've run into. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Yes. Boy, you give a lot of airtime to a guy with a high school diploma. What do I write? A whole segment? I actually went to college. Anyway.
All right, we're running out of time for phone call. So.
Let me just shoot you something real quick.
Okay.
76 to 80, I was in the Marine Corps. They have three designations for riflemen. That's marksman, sharpshooter, and expert. And according to the ABC special, he was a sharpshooter.
Okay.
And showed his rifle range book. He wasn't an expert. I don't know where these guys call up, and they're full of it. I was out at Pendleton. I didn't see anything on Oswald. If you want to check that, as far as him holding records, call the Marine Corps Recruiting Depot here in Dallas. I bet they could tell you in about 5 seconds.
All right.
And also, Ruby, something I just happened to catch on one of these deals, he had a couple of dogs. He took his dog was in the car the day he shot Oswald.
Yeah, Sheba, who was his most prized dog.
You know, I mean, I think it was just a serendipitous, if that's a word,
right.
Happenstance that he just happened to be there when that happened. And
I agree.
You know, you wouldn't take, it doesn't stand to reason you would take your dog, leave it in the car, and go and shoot somebody knowing where your next stop's going
to
be.
Exactly. And if you're Jack Ruby, and according to conspiracy theorists, Jack Ruby, hired by, let's say, the mob, the KGB, LBJ, whatever organization he was hired by to silence Lee Harvey Oswald, you've been given one of the most important commission killings in the history of this nation, and you're going to dawdle at a Western Union office, possibly missing your opportunity to even kill your intended victim.
Yeah, you're not.
Because you're going to wire a stripper $25 because she was late on her rent. You're going to do that when you know that you have the biggest contract killing and you're late to get there.
You're not going to case the area where the transfer is going to take place.
Unbelievable. Unbelievably frustrating. All right, coming up next, Dave, we move away from the Kennedy assassination and talk about a guy deep-throating a banana.
What?
Troy Aikman is on the ticket Thursday mornings at 8:10 with Dunham and Miller.
You know, everyone talks about, hey, we want to win, and you know, it's baloney 99% of the time listening to these guys talk like that, because it's not about whether or not they win or lose. It's only about whether or not they win if they're able to get all the touches that they want, get all the rushes that they want, and it's pretty nauseating if you're a guy in a locker room. Now, that holds true for most skilled players.
Troy Aikman Thursday mornings at 8:10 with... Live, all local, all sports, all the time. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Just a bunch of guys hanging out and talking sports. Surprise, surprise. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. If we've proven one thing, we've proven you can do this as good as we can. All sports, all the time. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Breaking Cowboys news first, guaranteed. Ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Talk business on the web at Cavenders.com.
I'm Layla with a double goal game for one star next on The Ticket Ticker.
Hi, I'm Pat Summerall for the good folks at James Wood. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy a vehicle, wait no more. James Wood and Chevrolet, we're driving Texas with great deals that are too big to pass up.
Auto buyers today shop smarter than ever. We know people hold out for the best incentives before they buy. So at James Wood, we're giving you a guarantee. From now until the end of November, we are offering a never-seen-before rebate guarantee on our entire selection of 2004 Chevy GMC full-size Ford utility vehicles. If the current national rebate of $3,500 ever increases before August the 1st of 2004, I'll write you a check for the difference. So don't wait to purchase your 2004 Suburban Tahoe.
This is The Ticket. KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTVK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger.
Stars 3-1 win over the Kings. McKinney, Dodge, and Prokets bring you the ticker. Stars played with a lead in the game, and Morrow says that did make a difference.
To get that first one out of the way, get a lead, it was a new feeling for this hockey team, and we had some confidence. They got a goal, I think, on 5-on-3, but other than that, Martin made some saves. He limited the mistakes and took advantage when we had the opportunity.
Stars are trying to make it two straight wins. They play the Blues tonight at 7. Checking out the day in college football, the game of the day is underway between Ohio State and Michigan. With 5 minutes and 50 seconds left in the first quarter, it is scoreless. Just about to start is Oklahoma State and Baylor at 2:30. LSU plays Ole Miss, and USC faces UCLA. You can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Also at 2:30 is Oklahoma playing at Texas Tech, and at 6, the late game in the Big 12, K-State playing host to Mizzou. Carmelo Anthony and the Denver Nuggets come to town to play the Mavericks at 7:30 tonight at the AAC. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to keep a secret stash with the Ticket Flask. Order yours today by logging on to theticket.com.
The Don, Don Nelson, coach of the Mavs, and Norm Hiskus, Dallas-Fort Worth's godfather of sports, have a sit-down on the Mavs every Wednesday at 10:10. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
So you just spent the whole break fighting with a dude?
Yeah, talking with a guy on the phone. It's so frustrating. This guy had a family member who was high-level CIA and worked in the White House, okay? He was part of the CIA. He said that this family member worked for the CIA for Kennedy. He worked for Kennedy, but he was CIA at the White House. And 3 weeks before the Kennedy assassination, he was transferred out. And so were some of the other ones. They were transferred to other places.
Huh. So there was a falling out with the CIA?
Well, he didn't say falling out. He just said he thought it was a little bit weird that 3 weeks before, there were some transfers in the government.
Huh. What could that mean?
I don't know. And then I say, okay, well, then why did that happen? I don't know. He won't talk about it. He won't talk about anything about the assassination. What, do you think he knows something? Well, obviously he does because he won't talk about it.
Maybe it just affected him so much he doesn't like to talk about it.
No. I'm just saying it's weird, man. Okay, well, what's weird about it? So he was transferred right before Kennedy was killed.
So
all right, well, what if he was transferred 3 weeks afterwards? That'd be weird, too. So whenever he was transferred, as long as it was within a year of Kennedy being killed, that's weird. So, I'm just saying it's weird, man.
So has this family member ever made claims to know something, or is this guy just thinks that he knows something?
It was unclear. You couldn't have a straight conversation with the guy. All right, you ready for a guy deep-throating a banana, Dave?
Oh, I am.
This is such an incredible story. Hit the music. Or, there we go. Amanda Keeley, a 26-year-old woman who is a gym instructor.
A gym instructor?
Yeah, and apparently
she's really flexible.
She does gym instruction on a military base.
So what did she have to do with the Kennedy assassination?
Nothing.
She's military. She is military.
Who is not a member of the Australian Defense Force.
Is he a sharpshooter?
I guess he was somehow...
Is he an expert?
Down there at the military base. Anyway... He allegedly told the blonde gym instructor that he fantasized about her sexy hot body every night.
That's a good line.
He then seductively peeled the banana in front of her and started sucking it.
Huh.
And asked her if she wanted to share his banana. When she said no, the man allegedly pulled at her gym top in an attempt to see her breasts. These are people who kind of know each other, right?
It's playful.
Work around each other. Mrs. Keeley was wearing a sports bra and tight-fitting sportswear at the time. The man chased her around the kitchen and grabbed her from behind as he tried to force-feed her the banana. When she repeatedly refused to eat the fruit, the man let go of her and allegedly said, "I better stop before someone sees and thinks this is sexual harassment."
After he's already tried to grab her top.
After he's already yanked her top down. Grabbed her from behind and tried to shove a banana down her throat. It is also alleged the man told Miss Keeley to have a look at his computer, and when she did, pictures of naked women popped up on the screen. He's laughing.
That's a good joke.
He also had secretly photographed Miss Keeley and stored the images on his computer. My biggest question out of this whole thing is, if you're trying to seduce a woman and you're a guy...
What is showing your oral talent... With a phallic symbol.
A little gay?
Yeah.
Just slightly gay.
Do you want to share this with me, like double team a guy with me?
When you have a banana halfway down your throat, don't you feel a little queer about yourself? Doesn't that have some overtones to
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I would think so.
Another story. Police arrested a 32-year-old man in Port Charlotte, Florida.
It's where the Rangers trained or used to.
For allegedly pouring bleach on a sleeping couple after breaking into their home. Joseph Mensell is his name. He's 32 years old. He was charged with burglary of an occupied home and two counts of battery for the attack on Sean and Christine Austin. He pried open a rear window of the home and emptied a bottle of bleach on the Austins while they were lying in bed. Both of them suffered burns, but no permanent damage.
Was it color safe?
I don't know. I don't know whether it ruined their sheets.
Yeah, that's a good question to ask.
My sheets smell like bleach.
What is that?
I don't know. Sean Austin, the guy who had bleach poured on him, told police, well, the guy kind of had a little bit of motive because I'm having an affair with his wife.
Boy, that's a bummer for him because he has to fess up to that, and he's sleeping with his wife.
I know. So I guess the guy wins.
Yeah?
He had to confess the affair in front of his own wife, and he got bleach face.
Yeah, and his wife got bleach face for his affair.
In Bangladesh, villagers were searching for a missing woman, and they finally found her. They found the 38-year-old woman.
Oh, is she okay?
No, she was swallowed head first up to the waist by a 10-foot-long python.
So the python was deep-throating the woman.
Right. Trying to seduce a gym instructor. The snake crushed the woman in its coils and had swallowed half her body before the villagers discovered her. They retrieved the body after the killing of the snake, and they killed the snake with iron rods and sticks.
His name is Snake.
And they got the woman's body, but of course she was dead.
Well, yeah, I guess a python, when it crushes and suffocates its prey before it eats it, right? It doesn't eat it live.
I don't know that they're religious. I don't know that it prayed.
No, it's prey. It's victim.
It said it preyed upon the woman. I'm assuming that it laid hands on her.
E-Y, not A-Y.
Oh, I just thought that was a misspell.
No, it's two words, different words.
Sorry. And those are some fun, happy stories. Also, we had the Michael Jackson case this week.
Yeah, why don't we break a smidge early and spend our final segment of the day rehashing the many developments about Michael Jackson.
And there is news on Michael Jackson's own children. We'll share that with you next, 11:44 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, and the Dallas Stars presented Kick and Punt V1 Party Package. Monday, November 24th, the Stars take on the Coyotes at AAC, and the regular ticket prices taken a slashing. Cross-check your schedule and hook a ride down to AAC for a one-timer offer of $15.10 off a $40 seat. Plus, the icing on the cake is a free ticket t-shirt. Call 214-GO-STARS now. These ticket prices are so low, even Madonna's business manager can afford it. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Oh, no, we don't need a map. We just want a quick tour of the house.
I should have listened to the salesperson.
Oh, no, we don't need a guide.
Well, how was I supposed to know?
Oh, no, we don't need a compass.
I'm sorry.
Or the global positioning system.
I'm sorry.
Or the breadcrumbs.
I'm sorry already.
Or the St. Bernard.
How was I supposed to know a Fox and Jacob dome would be so big that we'd get lost?
You get the most home for your money with a Fox and Jacobs home. Home so large you'll need a map and compass to find your way around. Bedrooms the size of Alaska. Closets that never end. At least that's what it feels like in a Fox and Jacobs home. Price from the 90s. Visit foxandjacobs.com for details on neighborhood locations throughout the Metroplex.
Use a cell phone.
The Roman charges will kill us.
Use it!
There's no signal.
Well, surprise, surprise.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Guys, talking about our team in our town. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
3103. Open to legal U.S. resident MasterCard cardholders prior to 11-103, 18 or older. For rules, call 1-8.
When it comes to your internet, shouldn't you have it like you want it? Well, now you can. With high-speed internet from Comcast, you can have the internet you've been waiting for on your terms. With its lightning-fast connection, Comcast delivers your personal internet, your email, news, and games. You'll connect faster for shopping and travel. And with instant downloads, you'll laugh harder and learn more. With Comcast, there's no long-term contracts, just one low monthly rate. And with around-the-clock customer service, you'll have the freedom you deserve. And right now, it's easier than ever to bring high-speed into your home for the holidays. Because for a limited time, basic installation is free. So don't wait any longer. Call 1-800-COMCAST today and get your internet on your terms. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Certain restrictions apply. Call Comcast for pricing, equipment, installation, and service details. Limited time offer actual speed varies. Your internet, your terms. That's Comcast.
Hey, good goods. Gordon Keith here for Barbecues Galore, and I'm joined by Gen X Davey Lane. Dave, don't you think it's time to start a new Thanksgiving tradition?
Yeah, all the ones at my household are getting kind of old.
How about frying your turkey? You ever had that?
I have not, but I've heard it's the most moist, delicious turkey you'll ever taste.
Everybody's doing that, and it is great. Well, Barbecues Galore has a special on the Eastman Stainless Steel Turkey Fryer Kit. Only $79.99 at Barbecues Galore. Now,
I want to remind you, Barbecues Galore is just more than a barbecue store. Sure, they have a huge selection of grills, smokers, and fryers, but they also have things like electric fireplaces, keep your house warm during the winter, and you don't even need a chimney for that. It's pretty incredible that some of the stuff they have at Barbecues Galore.
They have stuff for your patio, too.
Patio stuff? You know, I'm about to go to Barbecues Galore and get me
a chimney.
No, the gas logs for your fireplace.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm tired of my wood-burning fireplace. It's just too much work.
Yeah.
Oh, I love wood fires.
But
it's
you
so
have
great.
To scoop out the ash every
yes,
week.
And it's so nice just to turn on a switch, and then you have an instant fire. And now they look great. You know, they have them where they look like real fires now. Well, anyway, they also have financing offers at Barbecues Galore. You can grill free until January of 2005. No payments, same as cash financing on purchases of $299 and up on approved credit.
Wow.
And go by there. They have seven locations throughout the Metroplex. For the location nearest you, call 1-800-GRILL-UP. It's Barbecues Galore, brother.
Dallas-Fort Worth's ticket.
Gary London had a goal in the Stars 3-1 win over the Kings. The satellite guy, NutriTalks, bringing you the ticker. It was the first win in seven games for the Stars. London said the third period in the game was the key.
Third period, they had a great chance, and I don't know what happened there. Like, Dirk was great there on a goal and kept us on going there. So, but still, it was one game, but it's a huge start to get a win there.
Stars play the Blues tonight at 7. Checking out the schedule in college football, Ohio State and Michigan are underway. Michigan leads Ohio State 7-0 with 11 seconds left in the first quarter. Steve Breslin had a 3-yard touchdown run. Oklahoma State and Baylor scoreless in the first quarter. At 2:30, LSU plays Ole Miss. Also at 2:30, you've got USC and UCLA. You can hear that game right here on the ticket. Oklahoma plays Tech at 2:30, and Mizzou and K-State kick off at 6. Cowboys waive running back Adrian Morrell to make room for linebacker Jamal Brooks. Brooks replaces the injured Al Singleton. Our next ticket ticker is at high noon, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We couldn't wait for success, so we've gone on without.
Makes me want to touch children.
Yes, big news this week is Michael Jackson, the king of pop in Cherries.
What?
What? What are you in that band, Cherry Pop and Daddy?
No.
He was arrested on child molestation charges. This is the second time he's had those allegations leveled against him. This time it's resulted in criminal charges.
And that mugshot is so disturbing.
Isn't it, though? He looks
that,
so
Do we
weird.
Have that on GordonKeith.com yet?
No, we need to put it up there on your Michael Jackson pictures page.
I'm going to put it on the front page.
Well, do it. Please update the website, David.
No, I'm just going to do that real quick.
Oh, you horny man. So now, the latest news. Did you see the stuff about his secret lair? He has a chamber at the back of his walk-in closet.
Yeah, it's behind all his military uniforms.
Yeah.
Like a secret door.
A secret chamber that's like a kid's bedroom. And he has pictures of diapered babies, smiling diapered babies in the room.
Like the...
Lining the walls.
Yeah, what is that photographer?
Ann Getty's. Yeah.
Got a bunch of Ann Getty's up on the wall.
Right. So disturbing. Well, now it's coming out that this is a dispute between the two of us, actually, Dave. I understand that an attorney is calling on child welfare authorities to temporarily remove Michael Jackson's three kids from his custody because of these charges. And you say the DA has ordered.
No, I read a story this morning, and I may have read the same story that you did,
mm-hmm.
and I just got the facts mixed up.
Oh, okay. Got the facts mixed up.
Yeah.
Is that like an Irish version of the truth?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. That's what happened.
So he may have those kids taken away from him, those kids that are supposedly his biological children. Yet they're completely white. I think when this Michael Jackson story finally gets told, there's going to be so much creepier stuff about him than we ever thought. There's going to be stuff about those kids being genetically engineered, that he's paid tons of money to have his kids genetically engineered.
So it's not his DNA?
I think it's his DNA, but they had them take out the black gene.
Is that possible?
I don't know.
I think he says a bunch of secret scientists working for him.
Yeah.
So Michael Jackson in trouble for that. Did you see the story from El Paso where this guy was coming across the border and he had a bunch of kids in the back seat of his extended cab pickup truck? And authorities start smelling something weird, so they search his truck, and they find out that the rear seat had been removed, and 81 rolls of Mexican bologna had been put in its place.
Mexican bologna?
Yes.
What is Mexican bologna?
And the children had been sitting on that.
Tell me, man.
I have no idea what Mexican bologna is. They say it wasn't clear how long the bologna had gone without refrigeration. Officials say that bologna can be bought for $1 a roll in Juarez, but can be sold for $5 to $10 a roll in the United States.
Why?
And this guy was getting rich by smuggling bologna, which is what Michael Jackson is up on charges for, by the way. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here for 4 more minutes. I'm getting a standing O from Dave. And standing O is what Dave usually does, right, in front of the toilet?
Yeah.
So weird.
They said I'm doing it in front of a 10-year-old.
That's still gross that you empty your pleasure into a toilet.
Not all the time. Sometimes it goes under the toilet seat.
And did you hear about Lee Malvo's confession that was on tape? He laughed about the killings when confessing to authorities. And he even said he and John Muhammad selected targets in places with white vans nearby because they knew that the police thought that it was coming from a white man. So they were intentionally going to places where white vans were to shoot people. That's my little quick
story
from the world of news. And Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison has taken a big stand. She wants a constitutional amendment that prohibits gay marriages. She wants the amendment to say that only people who are man and woman biologically can be married. Her quote was, that's how our society is set up, and it's how our laws are structured. I don't want to start having our school children be confused about this issue. I don't want it to get in our education system or something that there is another way of life that would be supported. I think we need to have a family-based society. Whereas I agree with her that we need to have a family-based society, I don't think we need a constitutional amendment for this. As a matter of fact, I think gays should legally be allowed to marry.
You're queer.
Don't you think they should have the legal right to marry?
Not in my state.
I don't think that they should religiously have that right, however, as the Episcopal Church is going through that controversy. I don't think that gay people should be allowed to have religious marriages. What do you think of that opinion?
Yeah, I agree with it.
I'm talking about, I mean, if you have a gay church that, you know, you can have marriages in your gay church or whatever, but I'm saying that the Catholic Church, the Episcopal Church, they shouldn't condone gay marriages if they want to kind of stick to the Bible on that particular subject. What do you think of that?
I agree with you.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just making it up as I go on.
We need to hear the e-break before we get out of here.
Yeah, we've got a lot of calls about the emergency break of the week this week. This guy announcing this bowl bid for North Texas that gets so screwed up by the delay inside the stadium that he completely panics and talks like he's drunker than Cooter Brown. It's one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. And at one point, he even starts singing because he panics so badly.
Thank you. I'd like to congratulate Coach Dickey and his player on their third consecutive Sun Belt championship. I'd like to present the invitation to the third consecutive North Texas's participation in the North Texas, no, the New Orleans Bowl.
That is so great.
He sounds like Larry Flint at the end.
In the Orange Bowl. Invitation.
Let's hear it again.
Everybody sing along this time.
I'd like to congratulate Coach Dickey and his player on their third consecutive Sun Belt championship. At this time, I'd like to present the invitation to the third consecutive North Texas's participation in the North Texas the New Orleans Bowl.
It's like Katharine Hepburn announcing the bowl bid.
In the North Texas.
No!
In the North Texas.
So wonderful.
Invitation.
All right, well.
I'm having problems. I can't get into the right admin
woman?
Page to add the Michael Jackson photo to the website.
Well, that's unfortunate. We did want to honor the Kennedy family by putting Michael Jackson's photo on the front page of the GordonKeith.com to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination. Today in Dallas, 40 years ago today, Davey.
Right about now, wasn't it?
It was at 12, yeah. As a matter of fact, it's coming up. We're going to observe a moment of silence.
I guess Troy Aikman probably will on his show.
Well, let's see how much Troy Aikman cares about the Kennedy assassination. We'll see if he observes a moment of silence at 12:14 or whenever it was.
Is the ticket. KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. Dallas-Fort Worth ticket.
Oklahoma's undefeated at 11-0 at 2:30. They play Texas Tech. The Sooners have already won the Big 12 South, and Bob Stoops says it's a nice accolade.
We are, proud to be, representing the South in the Big 12 championship game. We understand we've clinched that. Our players are fully aware of that.
The other Big 12 game this afternoon is at 11:30. Right now with Oklahoma State and Baylor. Elsewhere in college football, Michigan leads Ohio State 14-0 in the second quarter. John Navarre passed to Braylon Edwards for a 64-yard touchdown. Oklahoma State up a touchdown on Baylor in the second quarter. At LSU, playing Ole Miss at 2:30. USC taking on UCLA at the same time. You can hear that on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. At 6, Mizzou plays K-State, and at 6:45, Alabama takes on Auburn. Mavericks play host to the Nuggets tonight at 7:30 at the AAC. That's the Ticket Ticker service of Neosporin. Those dry winter cracks may actually be cut. Neosporin Original helps dry winter cuts heal fast while preventing infection. Use as directed. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 12:20.
Live, all local, all sports, all the time. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Just a bunch of guys hanging out and talking sports.
When you can buy with confidence today. Experience the difference at James Wood, Decatur, and Dean.
When it comes to traveling, finding the flight that's right for you can be tricky. That's why Expedia makes it easy by letting you sort your options in different ways. You may be looking for the shortest flight, for instance. After all, the less time you spend on the plane, the less likely you are to come face-to-face with what they would have you believe is the chicken tarragon in a white wine glaze. Or maybe you're looking to sort by lowest price. And why not? Who wants to listen to the windbag in 21C go on about how much money he saved when you could be that very windbag? Then again, maybe sorting by arrival times is for you. For while anyone can manage to show up in time for dinner, only the most cunning traveler can arrive after the spinach meatloaf, but before the blueberry cobbler. The point is, whatever you're looking for in a flight, Expedia makes it easy to find the one that's right for you by letting you sort... Breaking sports news first guaranteed. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.